Even if you're not a great fan of William Shakespeare, you can almost certainly remember a few of his most famous lines. How about this one? If music be the food of love, play on. That's the opening line from his comedy Twelfth Night. Lovesick Orsino is in love with Countess Olivia, but she's not interested. So he asks for more music, hoping it might bring his obsession with love to an end, in the way that eating too much removes your appetite for food. He's right on at least one count. Music is good for you. It cheers you up. So today, instead of more on lament, let's think about music as a bit of light relief. First of all, let's go back very briefly to the Old Testament, this time to 1 Samuel chapter 16. King Saul is having some very bad days. He's oppressed by evil spirits. So like Orsino, he wants some music to cheer him up. His servants know about a lad called David who plays the harp. So they bring David in. Every time Saul has a bad day, David gets his harp out, and it seems to work. Yes, music helps cheer you up. Do you know what the latest sensation in the music world is? It's not some spectacular young superstar who looks great on screen. It's Martin Waite, 82 years old with white hair and a bushy beard, looking for all the world like an old sea dog. And you know what he sings? He sings sea shanties. And one of them is called the COVID shanty. Now, if you can imagine what a sea shanty sounds like, imagine him singing this. Soon may the nurses come to stick a vaccine in your arm, and one day when the jabbing is done, that bug will leave and go. Wonderful stuff, these sea shanties. Me, though, I love classical music, and every winter I listen to all the symphonies of Gustav Mahler. Next one on my list is his fifth. If you're not feeling the best today, think about something on the radio or your CD player that would cheer you up. Go and put it on. Or you could look for an online choir to join. Whatever you decide to do, then, with apologies to William Shakespeare, if music be the food of cheer, listen on.